Welcome back. Well, the rand was given a boost after South Africa managed to cling onto its last investment grade credit rating, but Moody's has decided to lower the country's outlook to negative. And the ratings agency has warned that if South Africa doesn't get serious about fiscal consolidation, then a downgrade is inevitable. Joining me now to unpack this in more detail is RMB senior trader Mark Wiakowski. Mark, thanks so much for joining us. So traders taking some comfort from the fact that we weren't downgraded, and so we had that rally in the rand. But is this short-term strength, given that we did have the outlook changed to negative, which means that Moody's is getting impatient with us and government has to start getting the fiscus under control?
Hi, Bronwyn. Yes, I agree with you what you're saying there. You mentioned two words there. You know, they're becoming impatient, and you know, we really need to get serious about what we're doing. So, yes, we have all these investment conferences, we have all these ideas, and we have everything. Bottom line is, government really need to get serious about what they're doing. They're going to need to start delivering on what they're talking about. I mean, the debt metric, the numbers that came out of the medium-term budget speech, I think really surprised the market, and you saw that in the reaction to the rand, you saw that in the reaction to the government bond curve. And on Monday morning, I think you saw people coming back and saying, okay, look, it isn't an outright downgrade, but I think the gains are really going to be capped in the market until we really get some decisive direction of what is actually going to be happening.
So it's all about implementation then, and you talk about government really knuckling down and doing the hard work. I think Finance Minister Tito Mboweni saying that it's now or never, but in your books, is a downgrade inevitable?
Well, you know, given the debt metric that is out there that we have now delivered, and I think Moody's has been really patient with us, I think if we look at where March is coming, I think unless we really, really do something drastic, that downgrade is going to happen. And, you know, I know there's a lot of talk out there around a downgrade. I don't think downgrade necessarily is that bad. I think it's, everybody looks at it as being this horrible thing that can happen, but I do think it does allow for reforms to really happen. And we've seen other countries that have had downgrades, you know, how they work through it, how the reforms take place. And I think it does then start to pressurize government into making true reforms and making real adjustments into the economy.
Okay, so maybe a downgrade, not the worst thing that could happen to us, but what's the market pricing in? Because Moody's kind of gave us the sense before the midterm budget that they'd probably give us about a year to see some of the reforms really take hold. Now it's looking like, and you mentioned it there, that maybe we could see a downgrade in March. So what is the market pricing in from a downgrade perspective?
Well, I think what market is looking to price in from a downgrade perspective is that March is really becoming a much higher probability. And I think a lot of people, a lot of analysts had looked at next year, November, but I think a lot of analysts are wading through what was presented in the medium-term budget speech and going, actually, this is going to be quite a hard task to deliver on. So the next 4 months around what governments say they're going to do is going to be critical on how they deliver into this. I mean, obviously, one of the biggest things on the radar is Eskom and how that restructures, rebundles, whatever it is that government is going to look at doing, needs to be decisive.
Of course, the rand not only being supported by Moody's and local events, it's global events as well, because we're getting quite a lot of support on that front, because we do have those US jobs numbers surprising to the upside last week, Friday, and also some easing in the trade war tensions as well, right?
Yes, yeah, so globally, if we look at what is generally happening globally, there is this risk on sentiment that continues to prevail in the markets. And that is, as you say, based on the trade war coming, what it looks like it's going to land somewhere, and it looks positive. So you have that. And just in general, EM has been on a move stronger. And South Africa possibly just lagging a bit of that, just given that our own internal metrics are a little bit off compared to our peers. But still, we have a positive input from that. And if we look at where our CDS moved from, you know, our credit default swap spread moved from where it was last week to this week, you know, it does show that investors are keen to get involved in riskier assets provided there is good return on it.
So given then all that's at play here, what's your trading range for the rand in the medium term?
I would say trading range for the rand in the medium term is probably around about the 14.50 to 15 and a quarter level until we get some real clear direction out of it. I think if we get to the 14.50, 14 and a quarter level, I think people are going to look at it and start going, this looks a little bit expensive, and start looking to protect on the upside. If we get to the 15 and a quarter, 15 and a half, we start seeing investors looking and going, okay, this looks quite cheap, we can get involved here. So that would be my range on the rand for the next month or two.
On that note, Mark, let's leave it there. Thanks so much for your time today. Mark Wiakowski is a senior trader at RMB.